by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the end of the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, March 14th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One little short story I want to get to in Lansing as this week wraps up legislatively. One of the things that they are trying to do is close the books on the fiscal year 2024 budget. Senate Democrats yesterday passed $165.6 million supplemental spending bill that would close the books for the fiscal year 2024. This is basically an accounting exercise used to square up the various state funds and satisfy Michigan's contracts, especially when it comes to the insurers who administer Medicaid. But first, the majority shot down 15 Republican amendments, mostly dealing with today's hot topics. Republicans proposed an add-on to Senate Bills 55 and 56, including the blocking of funding from local governments interfering with federal immigration enforcement. Donald Trump's main platform of deporting illegals, bad guys, from our country. Well, they, the Republicans, wanted to say, listen, if local governments, certain counties, cities, want to be sanctuary cities or counties, we're basically not willing to provide them with their local revenue sharing. Other amendments they wanted a mandate that state employees return to work in person for at least 4 days a week. Lansing is a ghost town. No state government workers are in their offices. They're all working from home. This all started, of course, during the China virus pandemic. Well, despite the 19-17 party line passage, House Speaker Matt Hall said the book closing plan has absolutely no future in the House without the Senate first approving his $20 billion continuation budget proposal that would basically prevent a government shutdown, because he does not see them, the Republicans in the House, reaching an acceptable budget with this governor before October 1st. They, in the House, Republicans, passed a $20 billion continuation budget to prevent a government shutdown. Hall saying, if the Senate doesn't take it up, I'm not going to close the books in 2024. Hall's proposal would keep the government moving, funded, if the Republicans and the Democrats can't come to a timely agreement on the next state budget. Democrats are arguing Hall's plan was unexpected and incapable of meeting the state's entire priorities and needs. Well, that's exactly the point. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proposed an $86.2 billion budget. The members in the House, with Matt Hall as the speaker, are saying, nope, sorry, Governor, we're not going to pass that. Government shutdown looming midnight on September 30th. So we'll keep following this story as well. We're going to try to save you some money, have a conversation about insurance. Tristan Cole from Bel Air will be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. You need some springtime rock and roll bumper music for today.
God, I'm telling you, brother, 65 degrees at 5 o'clock when you get off work today. sunny blue skies, and now with daylight savings time, you know, it seems like, you know, it's dang near 9 o'clock already before it gets dark out. So
yeah,
I'm
gonna go take a cruise and see if there's any safe ice on any of these lakes. I'm gonna try to do some ice fishing with this nice weather.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I looked at the bay yesterday in Traverse City, and we just got a few floating chunks up by the shoreline. It's wide open water out there. So
yeah, it's gonna warm up. We're gonna have springtime pretty quick, but we're still gonna get some snow and some nasty weather. But it's all happening.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk to you today about insurance documents. I want to talk to you about declaration pages. Every 6 months when our policies renew for auto insurance, we get this big envelope sent to us, and it's got all these pages and pages and pages of stuff in there that I got to be honest, Tristan, I've never read any of those. Okay. Why is it important that at least people need to look at the information on their declaration pages?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of on a kick this spring to help people, you know, have a little better understanding and, if you will, do some spring cleaning on their policies. Did a review last week with a fella, and he there was a missing snowmobile. There were some other spa items or some scheduled items, personal items that he thought were on there that weren't on there. We had something that was on there that should have come off of there. And so I've kind of just been on this kick to help people look at their deck pages, look at what is listed, make sure that everything that is supposed to be there is there. You know, maybe you've got a camper you sold a year ago that should have been taken off your policy, and it's still there. You're still paying for that coverage.
Sure.
Maybe you swapped it out and bought a different camper, and for some reason, it never got added. And so you've got a camper sitting in your yard that's not insured. It's important that people look at those first few pages of those packets to make sure that their policy is correct the way they want it to be covering their stuff.
Well, the other biggest part that I always look at, and I talk to builder friends, and I talk to, you know, supply houses, plumbing supplies, heating supplies, you know, just something, being a former, you know, tradesman builder myself, I'm always interested in the cost of replacement. Let's talk about that on our homeowner's insurance.
Sure. So when it says replacement cost, that does not mean in most cases or in many cases that your house is going to be replaced. That is not what that language means. That is the value that is likely the peak value that you will get to replace your house. And that's why it's important to have the value of your home, the replacement cost of your home, accurately listed on your policy. Now, you may have an endorsement that says, and so for Farm Bureau, there's extended replacement and extended premier replacement. Many companies do something similar where there's an additional 25% or an additional 50% of dwelling coverage above that dollar amount that's listed.
And what is the basis for that?
So, you know, when I work on someone's insurance policy, let's say you walked in and said, I want to shop my homeowners.
Sure.
I'm going to ask a lot of detailed questions about the dwelling, about your home. And I'm going to plunk that into a formula that's called an RCT, or replacement cost estimator. And it's going to spit out a number that's going to be the estimated replacement cost if your house blew away to replace your house. And that's what we're going to base the policy on, is that number.
Okay. And is the verbiage that I've seen in policies on mine and others, the letters, the acronym ACV, actual cash value? Talk about that.
So roofs is a big deal with roofs. Actual cash value. So if you have a new roof, the actual cash value is pretty darn high because it's a new roof. But if your roof is 25 years old, there's really not much life or value left in that roof. It needs to be replaced. And so the actual cash value that you would get for wind damage, for example, would be ACV based on the age and condition of that roof. Now, in many cases, if a tree falls on your roof, that is different. That's not wind or hail damage. And so that would then be covered differently. And that policy language does list that you will have on a Farm Bureau policy. There are two different deductibles, one for everything but the wind and hail, and then there is a deductible for wind and hail.
Gotcha. Now, for example, our home was built in 2006. Mm-hmm. So next year it'll be 20 years old. I believe the useful life of most asphalt shingles range anywhere from 20 to 25 years. Correct. So you're saying the roof itself, basically being almost 20 years old, there's not a whole lot of cash value there in the existing roof.
Correct. For wind and hail damage. Okay, so what was happening, you know, industry-wide, there'd be a hailstorm that would go through and damage roofs.
Right.
And somebody with a 25-year-old roof would get a brand new roof. And when the value, remember, insurance is not to make money, it is to make you whole.
Sure.
And so by using the ACV, it makes you whole and does not make you money, if you will.
Got it. So in that scenario, we got a hailstorm this spring coming through. And it tears up my almost 20-year-old shingles.
Uh-huh.
You're saying because we do have ACV, actual cash value, the roof would be replaced and covered.
The roof would be replaced and covered. The amount of coverage you would have would be based on the actual cash value based on the age and condition of the roof.
Okay. So it wouldn't necessarily replace it because it is
correct.
So old.
That's correct. Yes.
Right.
So what kind
of coverage would you have to make sure your roof is replaced? Is there additional rider, additional insurance you can put on it?
Yes, we would be in discussion on that, and then you would want to replace that roof. So then your actual cash value is on a new roof, then you would have the value would replace your roof.
Gotcha.
So this needs
to be talked about.
Yes, this is why it's very important to talk with your agent on these coverages. And remember, it's not to... to make you, it's to make you whole and not take care of something that would have been a maintenance issue. So the roof age, when you get over that 20, 25 year mark, that is a maintenance issue, not a, insurance claim issue.
Got it. So basically you're going to get restored to where your roof was, not a brand new roof, bottom
that
line.
That would be the reimbursement that you would receive would be the amount to replace it up to that. It would be depreciated.
Bottom line. Sure.
That's how to think about it is, you know, it may have been a $30,000 roof 30 years ago, but, today the value is $5,000.
Sure. Absolutely.
And so you would get the $5,000 basically towards the new roof.
Got it. Now, one other component of this too, has to do with car insurance with all these changes under the new law that went into effect, mm-hmm. and also people not fully understanding personal injury protection. Talk about that part of it.
I cannot stress enough how important it is to have personal injury protection for yourself if you are driving a vehicle. If you do not own a vehicle, you can get what's called a non-owned auto policy that provides personal injury protection or PIP coverage for you. And I just cannot stress enough how important it is to have that. Even if you don't own a vehicle, maybe you drive somebody else's vehicle regularly, and you don't own one. Well, that's okay. You can still get that policy to protect yourself if there's an injury involving you, whether it's your fault or not. That would give you that unlimited coverage towards medical expenses when an automobile is involved.
Now,
and those are inexpensive, Randy. Those non-owned auto policies are generally very inexpensive in the realm of let's say $400 to $700 for 6 months.
Okay. Now let me ask you this question. You're riding in somebody else's car. Is your insurance that you have on your car cover your PIP, or does their PIP insurance apply to you?
The attorneys would sort that out, but you would want to, I always tell people you want your own, because then there's no doubt that you have coverage. There's just no doubt on that. And that's why, again, maybe you don't own a vehicle and you just drive other people's cars or ride with other people, well, you're not covered on their policy because you're not on their policy.
Right.
You
even,
need
even though you're a passenger inside their vehicle.
Right. Right. You're not on their policy.
Got
if
it.
You have your own policy, well, then you're covered because you've got your own policy.
Right. Got it.
This is where it can get real. This is where attorneys make a lot of money.
Absolutely. but that's why the insurance companies have attorneys as well.
Absolutely. Right. And so that's why it's just better to just have your policy. And I tell young people, they say, well, I don't have a car, I'm at school. I said, well, sure, but you know, you drive somebody's car, you drive your friend's car once in a while, or you're riding in your friend's car. And if you're not on your parents' policy, then you don't have a policy.
Right.
And, you know, it's part of adulting for young people to get these policies for themselves.
Now, one other component, this is very simple to do. People, all they have to do is contact their agent and ask mm-hmm. them to email them their declaration pages. And then that's something they could actually forward to you, and you could review sure. and have a meeting conversation with them.
Absolutely. We do that often, and I try to do annual reviews, especially with folks that have, you know, larger, more complex policies. One other thing on the cost of repairing or replacing homes, Farm Bureau does offer a policy. It's called a country estate policy or a farm owner's policy. It's the same thing, just called two different things.
Sure.
One of the options that I have on there is called guaranteed replacement. And that means we're going to put in the reconstruction cost for your home, and I'm going to click guaranteed replacement. That means no matter what it costs to replace your home, it's going to be replaced.
Got it. In full.
Mm-hmm. And I can do those types of policies generally when there's an agricultural exposure. Okay, so then it would be a farm policy, even if you only have a couple acres. If you're involved in production agriculture, I can do that. Or if you have 5 acres or more.
Okay, very good.
So you might own 10 acres down the road of vacant property. I can write you a country estate, and one of those options for me is to put guaranteed replacement on your home. Also, on that policy, let's say you've got, 20 acres down the road, you're sitting on a little townhouse here. We can put that on there as your primary. Maybe you've got a hunting cabin over in Alpena or up in the Keweenaw. We can put that coverage also on that policy. We can put multiple homes and dwellings on a country estate or a farm policy.
Interesting. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of text messages coming in. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time left in this segment to answer. Why don't you give Tristan a call? The phone number, very simply, in Bel Air, and this is something that I want you guys to definitely consider doing, reaching out to him, give him a call, schedule a document review, absolutely no charge. Tristan would love to do it for you. His phone number at the office is 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489. Or you can check him out online, his name, TristanCole.com. That goes right to his Farm Bureau insurance office in Bel Air, and you can get a hold of him that way as well. So, Tristan, appreciate good information and highly recommend people do a checkup with you.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Bottom of the hour news break, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.